The meditation of yesterday has filled my mind with so many doubts that it is no longer in my power to forget them. And yet I do not see how I shall be able to resolve them. And, as though I had suddenly fallen into very deep water, I am so taken unawares that I can neither put my feet firmly down on the bottom nor swim to keep myself on the surface. I make an effort, nevertheless, and follow afresh the same path upon which I entered yesterday, in keeping away from everything of which I know I can conceive the slightest doubt, just as if I knew that it was absolutely false. And I shall continue always in this path until I have encountered something which is certain, or at least, if I can do nothing else, until I have learned with certainty that there is nothing certain in the world. I suppose, therefore, that all things I see are false. I persuade myself that none of those things ever existed that my deceptive memory represents to me. I suppose I have no senses. I believe that body, figure, extension, movement, and place are only fictions of my mind. What, then, shall be considered true? Perhaps only this, that there is nothing certain in the world.